Good Erev Shabbos, and welcome back to Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. I want to thank our generous sponsors of the series for the year, Mendy Tzipora Fishman, Eschus Rechai Rivka Bas Tzipora Friedel, in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Ben David Aryeh. Today is Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. It's generously sponsored by Yael and Josh Geller for a Refuah Shlema, for Esther Tehila Bas Aryeh Tzipora. She had a complete, a speedy, a full Refuah Shlema, good health, happiness, Hatzlacha in all she does among all Chole Yisrael. Here we go, Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Here comes the siren. There it is, let us get started. This is no ordinary Shabbos, my dear friends. This is Shabbos Parshas Yisro. And Shabbos Parshas Yisro contains the Aseres Adibros, it contains the story of our receiving the Torah. And the Beis Avraham said about the Shabbos Parshas Yisro, he called it a name. Chassidus Rebbe has referred to it as Shavuos Katan. We have the holiday of Shavuos later in the year. Shavuos, when we receive the Torah at Har Sinai, we prepare for 3 days. We get ready. We are mindful. We're invested. We recreate. We re-experience. We go back in time. And we experience the receiving of the Torah anew. That is the holiday of Shavuos. But this Parsha Yisro is a Shavuos Katan. It is a miniature experience that just like Hazman Ma'orer HaKriya, just like the Yontif inspires what we read, Korin B'Torah Minyana D'Yoma, similarly, HaKriya Ma'oreres Hazman, what we read impacts the time that we are in. So when we read the story of Matan Torah, when we read about Kabbalah Satorah, we read about receiving the Torah, we're back at the mountain together. So this Shabbos, my dear friends, we walk to the base of the mountain, we see the thunder and the lightning, we hear the word of Hashem, we are back. Not commemorating or memorializing, not reading a part of ancient history, but experiencing something in the present. This Shabbos that is the Shavuos Katan, a very special Shabbos. So in the Parsha, we have the Ten Commandments, and one of them is Zachris Yom HaShabbos L'Kodesho. We have an obligation to remember Shabbos to honor it. And that is what we're doing. We're turning Friday into Erev Shabbos. We're counting down anticipation and excitement. It's not a burden. The week is the burden, and the payoff is Shabbos. Zachor, remember. What does it mean to remember? The simple understanding, our rabbis interpret, Zachor means with Kiddush at the beginning and Havdalah at the end. We have bookends. There are two units of time. There's the Vach, the week, and there's Shabbos. Shabbos has brackets around it. Kiddush and Havdalah are the brackets. They are the Zachor. They're how we remember. They're how we commemorate. But if Soloveitchik, Zatzal, in the beautiful Rabbi Soloveitchik Chumash, describes that the word Zachor doesn't only mean to remember. It doesn't only mean to be mindful. It doesn't only mean to bracket off Shabbos from the rest of the week. He refers us to the word Zachor in the Pasuk in the Navi, Yirmiyahu, who talks about Haben Yakir Li Ephraim, Zachor Es Karenu Od. In that Pasuk, Zachor Es Karenu means, is he a child? For whenever I speak of him, I remember him with love, with affection. Zachor has a connotation of I love him. I feel for him. So the word Zachor doesn't just mean to remember. The word Zachor means to remember affectionately. The word Zachor means to love. The word Zachor means to cherish, to long, to connect, to desire. I think in Yizkor is not just remembering that people haven't forgotten. Yizkor is loving. Yizkor is cherishing. Yizkor is expressing that affection. Zachor, says the Rav, is an infinite participle. It means to always be in a state of remembrance vis-a-vis Shabbos. Always remember Shabbos. The Ramban writes that if you come across an attractive object, you find a great piece of meat, you find a great bottle of wine, you designate it for Shabbos and you fulfill Zachor's Yom HaShabbos, the Kodesho, during the week. Zachor's Yom HaShabbos, the Kodesho, you don't have to wait till Friday night. You don't have to wait until you make Kiddush. But you fulfill Zachor's Yom HaShabbos, the Kodesho, beginning when? On Motzei Shabbos. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, when you shop, when you clean, when you make a menu, when you figure out your guest list, when you find the Dvar Torah, when you set aside a story, every effort, every initiative, every nod to Shabbos, every time you say Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, when we call the days of the week, not Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, but the first day of Shabbos, second day, third, the Ramban says that is a fulfillment of Zachor Es Yom HaShabbos. We are remembering, we're affectionate. If you're getting to see your children, your grandchildren, if you're reuniting with someone you've been separated from, you don't only wait until you're together to be excited, but the longing, the anticipation, the excitement, the enthusiasm, being emotionally invested, physically preparing, that's all part of it. So the Ramban says, Zachor is not just to remember to experience it when you're there, but it's even beforehand in anticipation. The mitzvah of Zachor, Yom HaShabbos, L'Kodesho begins in effect on the first day of the week. All week long, a Jew, a person anticipates Shabbos and yearns for it. And no time is that more true than Friday morning when we wake up. to the smell, and to the music playlist, and to a set table, hopefully. The philosophical idea that lies behind the halacha is the Jewish longing for Kedusha. The Jew finds himself, says the Rav, daily in a mundane world, and constantly yearning for Kedusha, constantly yearning for holiness. Similarly, the halacha of Tosefes Shabbos, we have a halacha of expanding. We start Shabbos a little early, and we end Shabbos a little late, because we don't live specifically, we don't live at the detail, we don't live at the exact line of sunset and nightfall. We add on, we stretch it out, we prolong it as long as we can, a few minutes before and after. It's our eagerness to embrace it. It's our reluctance to part with it. It's an emotional relationship. So Shabbos is not just, we put a check next to we kept Shabbos. Shabbos is not just a set of laws. Shabbos is not just rules and regulations and minutiae and details. Shabbos is not just tasks and responsibilities. There's an emotional relationship with Shabbos. We should hear the Zemer, our parents, our grandparents, that tune moves us emotionally. The tune in Shul, Rosh Chodesh benching, so much about Shabbos, lighting the candles, making Kiddush, coming to the table. There's an emotional relationship. You see that's true also with Besamim. The Rishonim explain that in pragmatic terms, the departure of our Neshama Yisera creates a sensation of weakness. When we lose that expanded, extra, on fire Neshama that Shabbos gave us, we need to comfort and console ourselves. We need to overcome that weakness, and the Besamim is the stimulant to revive the Jew. We pass out. We pass out a little bit when Shabbos leaves. You know smelling salt? If somebody passes out, you put a little smelling salt under their nose and you revive them. You bring them back. The smelling salt for the Jew is the Besamim. It revives us. Why do we need to be revived? When did we pass out? When Shabbos left. When the Neshama Yisera left us. Zachor is expressed throughout the week by longing for Shabbos, both prospectively and retrospectively. We have the anticipation, the excitement, the buildup, the planning, and then we have afterwards the Besamim, very Havdalah. Kiddush and Havdalah, both are built in prospectively, retrospectively, to create this Zachor, not just to remember Shabbos, but to have an emotional relationship with Shabbos. Shabbos and Shemitah are characterized as Shabbos. What is the common denominator? Withdrawal. We own nothing, neither our material acquisitions or our creative talents, and we demonstrate that by surrendering everything to Hashem. So 6 days, our parsha, Shesh Yashamim Tavod V'Asisikom Lachtecha, whatever you accomplish in the 6 days is yours, but Shabbos, Yom HaShvi, Shabbos L'Hashem Elokecha, Lo Saseh Kol Melacha. Shabbos, we surrender everything to Hashem. It doesn't say, you shall not do work. It says, if you do engage in work, the results are not yours. The results are not yours. They belong to Hashem. Everything is Hashem's. So this is the positive dimension of Zachor. By withdrawal from Malacha, we surrender ourselves to Hashem, and we attain a level of Kedusha, a level of holiness. So on the Shabbos that is a Shavuos Katan, on the Shabbos of Kabbalah Satorah, let us re-receive the mitzvah of Shabbos itself. Let us fulfill Zachor, not only with Kiddush and Avdalah, not only when we actually experience and enjoy Shabbos, but the build-up. Turn the rest of today into Erev Shabbos. It's not Friday. Get in the mood. Get ready. Get pumped. Count down. Be prepared. And enter that emotional relationship with Shabbos. Fall in love with Shabbos. Project a love to our family, to those around us, to our guests. Not a burden. It's not something that restricts us. It's not something we're giving up. What a privilege that we have to be able to have this gift, this treasure that Hashem has reserved from us in His storehouse called Shabbos. So wishing everyone a holy, a beautiful Shavuos Katan, a great Parshas Yisro, a beautiful and a holy Shabbos. May we attain that Kedusha, may we find that sanctity through that withdrawal, through that surrender. After working hard for 6 days, enjoy the payoff called Shabbos. Stay happy, stay healthy, and stay holy. Have the holiest Shabbos. Shabbos, 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 Lekavit Shabbos. Everything is Lekavit Shabbos Kodesh. Not just on Shabbos, Sunday to Friday, Lekavit Shabbos Kodesh. Have a great Shabbos, everybody.